Hello and welcome to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. Michigan's Republicans met through the weekend on Mackinac Island. Let's dig into what happened at the Mackinac Republican Leadership Conference as we say hello to our It's Just Politics team of Zoe Clark and Rick Pluta. Rick, who comes to the conference and officially to what purpose?
Well, officially and unofficially, it is a place for Republicans who have the interest and the means to make it up to Mackinac, to show up, to network, to strategize, to fundraise, and to party.
Okay, and I bet much of that was happening all weekend at Mackinac.
All of those things did indeed happen.
and all of that was happening on Mackinac. President Trump was busy firing off a tweet storm against athletes who choose to not stand during the national anthem, once more stirring things up. How much support did you hear for the president among Michigan's Republicans?
A lot. It wasn't front and center, but most of the speakers felt like they had to at least make some kind of a reference to the president and how glad he was in the White House and support for him. All the things that were playing out in the fighting between the president and the NFL and the players, all of that was kind of playing out as people were packing up to leave the island. And so more people probably heard about it on their car radios driving home than anything that they heard about on the island.
And I really think it's this continuation of the same thing that was happening during election 2016, right? Which was this sort of, he seems to work for our brand or for a specific group of supporters of our brand. And so there's this very kind of like, yes, okay, he's working for our brand, but we're not quite sure how to handle him and how to engage with him.
And did anyone talk about the fact that he has lobbed Twitter attacks on members of the Republican Party?
Well, and I think that continues to be, and supporters that I've heard over and over again, it continues to be this. We agree with his policies. We like, or in fact love, that what he's done to the Republican Party, at least in winning the White House in 2016. But we would really like if he would continue to focus on policy rather than getting in all of these dust-ups with groups that really are not helpful in trying to get this message that Republicans are trying to make.
Although the people who attend this tend to be more of the Republican donor class who kind of feel caught between a rock and a hard place. Yes, they want to express support for the president. They would also like to send a message that maybe they'd like to see less vitriol and fewer tweets. But at the same time, they know that Donald Trump remains, one, very popular with the Republican base, and two, a lot of that base is not unhappy with seeing Donald Trump feuding with congressional Republican leadership. They're kind of like, rock on.
Because it is taking on the establishment. Exactly.
Yeah.
And so what they see is this is part of the whole, drain the swamp.
But what about the reality that 8 months into a Trump presidency, he's not had a big legislative win? Who are they blaming for the Trump agenda not being launched, Zoe?
And I think this goes back to this conversation about, when you look at like a Venn diagram, right, of who he takes on, who his supporters trust, what they believe. I mean, it's this sort of weird relationship, right, where, some supporters are really angry with Trump because he made a deal with Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer initially about the debt ceiling. And others are going, no, he stuck it to, Republican establishment Senator Mitch McConnell and all the establishment folks. So it is a very interesting dynamic to watch where supporters come down. I was spending some of the time over the weekend. I decided to make my own diagram of Trump supporters. And I have this theory that you can kind of look at four different cross sections titles. And one is, a true believer. One is the believer, but wishes he would tweet a little less. Others are users, right? That they don't necessarily believe in what he's talking about, but they want to jump on the Trump train because they think that that will be helpful for them in their own elections and campaigns.
Let's switch over to Michigan politics. Governor's race, Schuette versus Kelly, one in the race, one thinking about entering. And the straw vote, Rick, went for
Bill Schuette.
Was that a surprise to anyone?
No, although I think that Zoe and I were both struck at how this event was really kind of Schuette-owned.
This was Schuette's weekend.
Yeah. I mean, Patrick Colbeck was certainly there trying to work the crowd.
Very conservative state senator who is running for governor as well.
Yeah, and there were certainly plenty of people wearing Colbeck T-shirts and buttons and all of that. But Bill Schuette was there greeting people at the docks as they were getting onto the ferries, that he was working the porch in the lobby of the Grand Hotel. He was hitting the receptions and just walking around the island, and the line was out the door when he and his family took over the Grand Hotel's ice cream shop and started scooping out free ice cream.
Literally,
for the people who were attending.
Scooping ice cream, and then the campaign was handing out free shooty on duty ice cream scoops.
He called it Shooty's Scoop Shop.
Okay. What about the lieutenant governor? Where was Brian Kelly with all of this?
He was very quiet. He met with reporters, including me, talking about a series of town halls that he is planning going forward. He's saying don't count him out in the governor's race, but he was not the overwhelming presence at this particular event that Bill Schuette was. But remember that this isn't a group that necessarily decides a primary or even a general election campaign. These are Republican stalwarts. They tend to be more of the establishment wing of the party and very, very highly representative of the donor class of the Republican Party.
Zoe, what are the very clear rift between Governor Snyder and the Attorney General over prosecuting people like HHS Director Nick Lyons in the Flint water disaster? Didn't the governor even take a swipe at Mr. Schuette over this?
Yes, he did. I mean, this is this ongoing relationship. It's hashtag it's complicated, right, with these two Republicans. One, the current Governor Rick Snyder, who, you know, doesn't love the game of politics and really is more about policy, versus Bill Schuette, Republican Attorney General, who, yes, is big on policy, but just, you know, you can just see the love of politics and campaigning just coming out of his pores, right? He told us that it was, you know, this weekend and campaigning, it's like jumping into Lake Michigan on a hot day, he said. So, I mean, he just eats this up. So there's always been this tension. And now, you know, Attorney General Bill Schuette is taking on some administration officials who are in Governor Rick Snyder's cabinet. And so it is complicated. And so one of the things that the governor talked about to some of the reporters over the weekend is his concern that morale for state workers is hard right now because they're worried that they may be next, that if they make a poor decision or something like that, that they could be in the line of fire for the attorney general or whomever charges like that. He also took a little swipe. Schuette's main message is about winning and jobs. And Snyder did say something sort of like that about, you know, oh, we've got the jobs, you know, we're winning kind of thing. So it's playful, but it really represents some tension between these two Republicans.
Which, we're sort of touching on two distinct things, that if you get administration insiders talking candidly, that they believe that these Flint prosecutions are not just about justice for the people of Flint, and that there is a political motivation that's woven into the legal strategy as far as Flint. You know, there's that. And then there's the other one, which is that Bill Schuette is just a happy warrior when it comes to politics in a way that Rick Snyder and Brian Kelly and Patrick Colbeck and others in the field just aren't.
Zoe, which GOP Senate hopeful has the most support in the quest to unseat Senator Debbie Stabenow?
And that is sort of this very interesting question right now, because on the island was West Michigan Congressman Fred Upton, who is right now a representative. But there is some talk that he may want to run in the U.S. Senate. The Republicans sort of champion to
much of that talk coming from Fred Upton.
From Fred Upton, right, that they would like him to defeat Democratic incumbent Senator Debbie Stabenow. And yes, he continued to fuel those flames of will he or won't he. I think the party in the primary has to really decide whether Upton is the proper candidate. You know, as I said, he is a congressman. He has been in D.C. He is as establishment as they come. Is that the wave that we're going to see in 18? And do you put an establishment candidate up against an establishment candidate like Debbie Stabenow? Or do you look at someone, an outsider like John James, who has declared, you know, will he in the primary of Republican voters grab hearts? There's also former Supreme Court Justice Bob Young, who is sort of going after this voter with his new ad called Bow Tie Bad Butt. I will say it so that we can
oh,
put it on the
on.
Radio today.
Really?
So right,
we got it. We got it.
It makes the ad less bad if you have to say bad butt, I guess. But that is not what the ad says. So
you know what? If you can't say it that way, then you're just not
right. Right. That
I say go all in or don't. Anyway, but Bob Young, this is an establishment gathering.
Yes.
And Bob Young, the former state Supreme Court justice, mm-hmm. is the one who arrived on the island with a long list of establishment endorsements topped by former Governor John Engler, who, by the way, also endorsed Schuette while he was on the island. And so, therefore, at this establishment gathering, it should be no surprise that Bob Young is the one who came out on top in this, it should be pointed out, very unscientific straw poll.
Final few seconds. Rick, where's the biggest divide among Michigan's Republicans, do you think?
The biggest divide, I think, is among people who say that we need to go with someone who will appeal to the center and the right going into the general election versus the Trump true believers who say, nope, you've got to stick with the president and everything that he wants in order to win in November.
That a thousand times that. It's, you know, how do we deal with a problem or a man like Trump, I think, is really what it is for them.
Break out your Sound of Music soundtrack. Our It's Just Politics team of Zoe Clark and Rick Pluta. Thanks so much.
You bet.
Thank you, Cindy.